Vice President Kamala Harris is focusing on Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Their goal, to win over moderate Republicans who went for Nikki Haley in the primaries.
Donald Trump is an unserious man. And the consequences of him ever being president of the United States again are brutally serious.
Former President Donald Trump is also trying to broaden his appeal. Sunday, he made a campaign-coordinated stop at a McDonald's in Battleground, Pennsylvania. On Monday, the fast food giant tried to distance itself from Trump, insisting it does not endorse any candidate. Nicole Skenga, CBS News, Washington.
The former president continues to make exaggerated claims about voting by non-citizens, but numerous investigations and studies have found that almost never happens. Here's CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford.
Some Republicans, including the former president, try to make this a big political issue to suggest that non-citizens are voting in numbers that would, you know, be so extreme that it could potentially affect the outcome of the election. And obviously you've seen Democrats push back strongly on that.
There are indications that Israel may soon launch an attack on Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile attack. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on that from the Pentagon.
Those Israeli weapons to launch an attack like the kind that we're expecting, the scale of the attack in terms of drones, in terms of missiles, in terms of their own self-defense, is already set to go, just waiting to pull a trigger. But, you know, we're told that may not be that far away.
In Southern California, more than 2,400 Kaiser Permanente psychologists, therapists, social workers, and other mental health workers have walked off the job. They're striking over increased workloads and staffing shortages.
Kaiser keeps saying that they want to value us and that they do, but they do not show it in their actions, so we're ready to make them.
Supporters of the L.A. Dodgers are flocking to stores in the Los Angeles area, and KNX Radio's John Baird has been talking with some of them.
Dodger fans got up bright and early to shop until they drop.
I'm just going to go for the T-shirt and hat for now.
Yes, they were scooping up the merchandise and were still a little bit shocked that their team had won the pennant.
So excited. I can't believe they're going to the World Series.
A building-sized sculpture popular with tourists in Manhattan has now reopened, but with features designed to keep people from jumping off it, including security guards and floor-to-ceiling mesh barriers. The structure has been closed since 2021 because several people leapt from it and died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Washington has become the sixth state where bird flu has infected humans.
Four workers at an egg farm in Franklin County have tested presumptive positive for avian flu. Washington State Health Secretary Umer Shah.
The cases took place at a farm that was the site of an avian influenza outbreak in chickens.
Shah believes the workers, who are experiencing mild symptoms, contracted the virus from the chickens. There's no evidence it's spreading person to person. State veterinarian Amber Idle stressing,
your eggs are safe and your poultry is safe as well.
800,000 birds on the farm were euthanized. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
New York Magazine and its star political reporter Olivia Nuzzi have decided jointly to part ways. The announcement follows reports that Nuzzi had a personal digital relationship with a source while covering the 2024 campaign. The magazine says an investigation found no inaccuracies nor evidence of bias in Nuzzi's stories. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies in the overnight. Southwest winds will be light. Temperatures in the mid-50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies developing. Highs in the upper 60s. There will be just a slim chance of showers in the afternoon. It's 66 at our studios.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. We'll be right back.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
So bad. well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN. WRJN.
All the leaves are brown, what it takes, and she knows how to use it. Our baby loves, our baby loves love.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
it the way they talk. They knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be good.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
You're
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are falling 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby, please don't ever make her blue.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Vice President Harris is spending most of her time between now and Election Day in battleground states. CBS's Nancy Korda says Harris campaigned with a former congresswoman who was once one of the leading Republicans in the House.
Harris and Republican Liz Cheney disagree on most policies, but on one thing, they are in lockstep.
The necessity of supporting Vice President Harris.
Their goal, to try to win over some of the moderate Republicans who went for Nikki Haley over Donald Trump in the primaries.
Think about how dangerous and damaging it is to have someone who's totally erratic, completely unstable.
Former President Donald Trump is saying things on the campaign trail that no other major presidential candidate has said before. CBS's Robert Costa was at a Trump campaign event in Concord, North Carolina.
Trump delivered remarks near an area of North Carolina battered by Hurricane Helene.
The power of nature. Nothing you can do about it.
Once again, falsely accusing FEMA of misdirecting relief money. Trump's denunciations, which federal officials have dismissed as untrue, are just the latest barrage in an increasingly aggressive and harsh battle with Harris.
You're a vice president.
Police in Fall City, Washington are investigating a multiple homicide. Cairo TV reporter Louis Tran has details.
We're all in shock. Fall City flooded with King County deputies after five people were found dead inside a home.
Now, this is a significant event for this neighborhood, and I'd call it a